Part of the 8am hour. We're here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, your local experts in personal injury compensation. And for 4D Doors, Garage Doors Redefined, visit 4ddoors.com.au. Before 7:30, the NRL ladder, the AFL ladder, two out of the weekend. Clear-cut top eight, Richmond clinging to eighth spot on the ladder. St Kilda a couple of points behind and a gap of six back to the Western Bulldogs, who Jared Waitley said last week, when he came on the program, he still thought the Bulldogs could make it. But at the top of the ladder, Geelong ahead of Collingwood. Melbourne now a couple of wins off first spot. And Sydney Swans holding down fourth spot on percentages ahead of Brisbane. And also, Brandy, this morning, just out of the rugby on the weekend, extraordinary situation, wasn't it, with Michael Hooper saying not in the right mindset and pulling out at the 11th hour of Australia's matches against Argentina. So his quote was... the decision did not come easily. I know it is the right one for me and the team at this point in time. My whole career I've looked to put the team first and I don't feel I am able to fulfil my responsibilities at the moment in my current mindset. So there you have it. Australia go on to beat Argentina. And then across the ditch, Brandy, can I give you the quote, the editorial in the New Zealand Herald today? It's extraordinary stuff over there. Like we're talking, Ricky Stewart, we're talking Melbourne. Today, SENZ is all over this. This is the editorial in the New Zealand Herald today. This is front page stuff. It's time for an end to Ian Foster's time as head coach of the All Blacks. The Herald takes no pleasure in calling for him to go, but Foster, a decent man who is out of his depth in a brutal business, must exit the role, whether he is paid out to leave, as he should be, or he voluntarily steps aside. The results are damning. Five defeats from the past six matches is simply not good enough, but it's the manner of the defeats that really counts. Foster's men are too easily put off their stride and too often cluttered and confused in the execution of their roles. They play bad rugby.
Wow.
That's
wow.
The Herald editorial today.
So who beat them
today.
Over the weekend? Who beat them?
South Africa.
South Africa.
Yep.
Five out of their last six. Yeah.
Yep.
Gee, I don't think Ian Foster will be the coach for much longer.
No, well, you know,
doesn't sound good.
That's the biggest story in New Zealand at the moment. Don't worry about that. Let's go back to calls and texts right here on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Brandy, old boy.
Yeah. Freshwater Stormer says, you can see why Matt Tripp felt the way he did about Brandy's comments last week. Year after year around this time, there is always rhetoric in the media regarding Melbourne and trying to get them off their game when it comes to the crunch time of the season. It's been happening for a long time, says the Freshwater Stormer. Well, my motivation was... not even remotely close to that. Had nothing to do with influencing referees, or which is just... Anyway, let's keep moving on. So
we've had a few texts in relation to the history of the Jamin Sam and Ricky Stewart thing. And yes, it does go back 10 years. And if we can say this, Ricky Stewart, the dad, it is around his son... And there does need to be a degree of empathy. Oh, well, obviously, there's a degree of empathy for what took place a decade ago. But you know, our line is that it's the post-match press conference at an NRL match where this is said. I mean, really, I think if there's old ground, if there's wounds that need to be healed, if there's something that needs to be said, it has to be done in private, quite obviously. Yeah. Now, whether that comes out, the history of 10 years ago, you know, the league has to deal with the here and now. The league and the Raiders are not responsible for the events of 10 years ago. Is that a fair comment, Brandy? I mean, there's...
Yes, it is. Yes.
So that's...
Yeah, I don't know if you take that into account. No.
No.
I don't know if you do, but, you know, and I don't know what the league will be investigating, but we'll see. Open line, Vossie, McDonald Jones open line. Do we have a caller there? He's just dropped off. Text
this, message. This one can't here, can't wait till 8 a.m., boys. Brandy, be careful, mate. Keep Smith on his feet this morning. If he gets you on the mat, his wrestling skills will have you tapping out immediately. It's good that people are tapping, coming with a sense of humour, Brandy, and I hope Cameron will. As
the
you
black
will.
Stump eel. Let's go back to the McDonald Jones open line. Shane from Bronte, g'day.
Gentlemen, how are you this morning?
Good,
Shane.
Good.
I'm just wondering what the principals of Joey's and Riverview want to say on this, because they've had the biggest crowd at Leichhardt in the last 20 years, haven't they?
Ooh, yeah. I think I know where you're headed. Are you saying where's your point? Rugby league should be played at GPS schools, or?
Well, I'm just saying that. Do you think Volandis and Hadjipateras are a little bit embarrassed that the GPS rugby game got more people there than their NRL.
Well, I will say, I did used to live near Joey's, and seriously, they were some of the greatest sporting days when those two play, and the crowd that comes up, the old boys that come, and how they'd park, and all the people couldn't care less where they park, and they park across your driveway. That's a little going back over 10 years there. Pretty amazing. Come on, it's a unique sporting experience, Joey's and Riverview. It really is, and will be forever, Shane.
Yep.
Will be forever.
Oh, absolutely. Most GPS rugby games get well over 5,000 or 6,000 people a weekend, right? So it's not just Joey's Riverview.
Joey's Riverview is the biggest of the lot. It's top of the pile. It's the biggest, and the singing that goes on, and the two schools, and as I say, the old boys come along, and it's an enormous event. Why don't they play rugby league in GPS schools, Shane? If you're going to play in Leichhardt Oval, the eighth wonder, why don't they give rugby league a crack? What are they scared of?
They play the better sport, Lossie. They play the better sport.
I thought I had you pinned. Tap
You're
out.
Kidding, aren't you?
Okay. Well said, Shane. Jim from Campbelltown, go ahead.
Yeah, boys. My question is this morning, and nobody's touching it, mate, is what's happening with the New Zealand Warriors? What's their excuse this week? The biggest insult of the weekend, I don't think, was Ricky Stewart. I think it was Latrell coming off when he did, because they just pulled up stumps and forgot about it. What are they doing? What are they achieving, the New Zealand Warriors, in our game? They've done nothing for 30 years. They've played 2 grand finals, yes, but they've done nothing. And yesterday, that was the worst television I've seen in ages. That was just shocking. I had to turn it off.
36,
I mean, it's a television game, and if that's the product they're going to serve up, I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, I flicked off pretty quick too, to be honest.
Stacey Jones said it's the worst they've gone since he's stepped in.
Stacey looked,
he said, look, they're living
struck.
Out of a suitcase at the moment, but there's a club that's just dead set.
This is every week. This is every week with them, guys. Every week's the same.
Yep. Get them to the end of the season, get them back in New Zealand, and hopefully things will change. New coach, hopefully, and they have signed a couple of new players, and Murata Niokore's going over. Is Dylan
Walker's
Walker.
Playing? Yeah. Dylan Walker's another one.
Yep.
Young Metcalf as well, Luke Metcalf hitting there. They've got high hopes for. They wanted to get him over early. Thank you for the call, Jim, but they are. Look, you've got to say it. They're embarrassing. Oh, that was an embarrassment. The other day, in the Latrell Mitchell
try. They're falling in with the Titans. The Titans and the Warriors. Do we want to watch the Titans and the Warriors over the last month?
Well, I do. I do, but I'm a nerd. Right. I'm a rugby league nerd. I do want to watch them, yes. And now this one, this is an important one too, because we haven't had, because there's so many stories around. Morning, Vossie and Brandy. I want to talk about Tarek Sims. He gets sin-binned, and he'll probably get scrubbed out of the game for a couple of weeks, and he will. That's via the charge. I just want to know what he's meant to do. His right arm was almost parallel with his body. Now, see, there is a few angles here. Michelle Bishop will have more on this story after the break in her update. But Tarek Sims, I was actually happy. I was satisfied with sin-bin.
So was I.
But the problem then is that the match review committee is on a different page to the bunker and the referee, that they now sentence him. So they suspend him. So in a logical world, something that incurs a 2 or 3 game suspension should be a send-off, Brandy. It should be. You know, I don't see how you can do that. I don't know. I just didn't
think it was a send-off offence. Now, I do agree with our text message here. His right arm was parallel with his body. I sort of felt a little bit sorry for Tarek Sims because he knew that once the tackle, you know, Connor Tracy was knocked out, he was resigned to the fact that he was either 10 or sent off. But there wasn't much he could do. Like, you saw the tackle, and even though Connor Tracy didn't drop down more than 6 inches when Andrew McCulloch tackled him low, he was reasonably low, and Tarek just sort of stood there, made contact with his upper arm. He didn't raise it. He didn't swing it. It was just down by his body, and he just stood his ground. But, you know, contact forceful with the head. It deserved 10 minutes in the bin. Whether he deserves the big suspension that he's getting, I don't know.
Well, that is one that, as I say, Michelle Bishop's going to have a little bit more to say about. Let's go to that sports update after this break. Cameron Smith, Matty Johns, Brandy Alexander. Matthew's going to play the role of Kerry O'Brien. He'll be the mediator, perhaps, when Brandy and Cameron Smith and we run the Rocky music and all the rest. It's all still to come here on SEN. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.